This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Supreme Court decision on the Colorado State Supreme Court decision on Donald Trump has been handed down. 9-0. Trump can be on the ballot after all, but it's not stopping a lot of folks on the left and others from saying, well, this has been, the Supreme Court is now betraying democracy. Did you know that? Did you know that that's what the Supreme Court is doing at this point in time? You know, we knew it was going to come down like that. We knew exactly what's going to be said. You could almost write the script for it. But when it actually does happen, it is pretty interesting, to say the least, because once again, folks, things that should be able to put something to rest end up being used as a point of division, even more so than it was even before the Supreme Court decided it would take up this particular case from Colorado. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Tuesday, the Super Tuesday edition of the show. Folks will be heading out to the polling places later today, of course. They may have already mailed in their ballot, who knows? But Donald Trump, of course, poised to really get an avalanche, as it were, of delegates. What's that going to mean for Nikki Haley? And by the way, I heard something as well, that Nikki Haley does not have an event, I think, planned for later tonight for Super Tuesday. Evidently, she's going to be at home watching the results privately. That's the last report that I saw. I think that's very telling. Why wouldn't you have an event if nothing else, to go out there and say, you know, your message again, which is, I'm for the group of people who doesn't want to vote for Donald Trump, doesn't want to vote for Joe Biden, and on it would go, and I'm going to continue fighting. So is there a dropout, as it were, in the making here, or is there going to be a pivot? That's also a very good question. We'll actually ask our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, that question here in just a little bit later this hour, a little before the top of the hour. And then, of course, we'll be talking with Denise for the majority of next hour. But I'm wondering if Nikki Haley will go gentle into that good night at this point in the presidential selection process for 2024, or is there going to be maybe something else? I think that's a good question. But what is a great question is whether or not Donald Trump can be on the ballot at all. And that seems to have been settled, I'm just going to say, at least for now, with the United States Supreme Court. And, of course, what they did is they said states don't have the ability to make this decision. But it evidently, if you're going to be hearing from Secretary of State of Colorado, Jenna Griswold, evidently she believes that they do have this authority. States do have that authority to kick somebody off the ballot. I believe she tweeted out, she says, I'm disappointed in the U.S. Supreme Court's decision stripping states of the authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment for federal candidates. Colorado should be able to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists from our ballot. So again, I don't think that I don't think states have that authority to begin with, so I don't know that you could be stripped of it. But let's listen in here real briefly, because this is where this all started, obviously. Now, she's been very quick to explain that she didn't file this lawsuit, but it's obvious where her thoughts on this issue lie. So let's listen here real briefly to Jenna Griswold, Secretary of State of Colorado, on this Supreme Court ruling 9-0 earlier on Monday.
I do think that there is a dangerous concern from its decision. It does leave up to Congress whether to take action to disqualify federal candidates who are oath-breaking insurrectionists. That is highly unlikely with this Congress. And so it pretty much leaves open a door to ballot access
for oath-breaking insurrectionists. Yeah, we got it. First of all, now some will debate whether or not the Supreme Court would have gone as far as it did in its decision with that. I think that's a different story. But I would like to respond to what Ms. Griswold just said right there. You know, they left it up to Congress to decide about the oath-breaking insurrectionists. What I think also might be going on here, too, is that maybe because bar should be so high that literally it takes an act of Congress to do that, because otherwise we descend into further chaos. I don't even want to say descend into chaos. Maybe I have to say further chaos at this point. And I'm just being a little facetious, obviously, but because of the state of affairs we see all around us every day. But in all seriousness, we descend into chaos, my friends, when you simply have the ability for some state official somewhere to simply say, well, that's it, you know, or even the state Supreme Court. We find that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist, as she would put it, an oath-keeping or an oath-breaking insurrectionist. And so, therefore, he will not be on the ballot, and that's our decision. We just kind of came to that conclusion. Well, again, for a myriad of reasons, which we've discussed so much leading up to this, you know, that's just not the way our system works. It's not the way the world works. And, you know, she's very, very upset about this, obviously. And she goes on to be asked about what her feelings, that, you know, is the court okay and this kind of thing. And, you know, so then when you get the kind of answer that says, you know, my thoughts about the Supreme Court, you know, whenever you hear it start to be prefaced with that, it's like, okay. Here we go. Well, talking about here we go, out to the first break of hour number two, everybody. When we come back, we got a lot more to tell you about. We got another Supreme Court decision right now regarding Texas. And we got Super Tuesday. We got the State of the Union. We got all this stuff. And we're going to sort it out when we come right back from the break. So do stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Power One.
So according to a New York Times poll, it looks like more Americans or more voters are now favoring Trump's policies over Joe Biden's. You know, folks, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And it's really interesting to see how that tide, you know, is really starting to turn. It's exactly what we've been talking about on the show. You know, people look around themselves. They get it. They get it. They know that they were going down a better road under Donald Trump, under those policies, than they ever could ever be under Joe Biden's policies, because his policies have been so destructive. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning here on this Tuesday edition, 949-822-7959. Let's head right over to the telephone line. We got Aaron in Denver, Colorado this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Professor Politics. Professor Politics, I have a question for you. Has Michael Moore, has he left the United States yet?
Not yet. He's still here.
Yeah. I just kind of wondering, why has he not left the United States yet and moved to Cuba or Venezuela? You know, like I said, I mean, Michael Moore talks a good game, but he doesn't walk it.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's right. Well, maybe a lot of the people who say they have to leave America if Trump gets reelected, or even that Trump is just here himself, maybe they just need to finally, you know, put up or shut up.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, though, of course, the Supreme Court came down with its ruling and said, yes, if you want to vote for Donald Trump here in the state of Colorado, you can do that. And unlike the seven dumb donkeys that are currently on the Colorado Supreme Court that couldn't come to that decision, and the Supreme Court did, it just shows the Supreme Court put their politics aside, and they made the right Colorado Supreme Court didn't do their job, and we're playing politics on the bench, Professor Politics.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, this is 9-0. This should send a pretty clear message. And, I just think that, again, I think you've got some of these people in power who came up with this decision from Colorado, for example, or others like the Secretary of State there. They just really don't want you to have that choice. And that is the ultimate form of disenfranchisement of voters.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the Secretary of State here in Colorado, she needs to step down. She's a dumb donkey. And of course, the Secretary of State of Maine, who tried to kick Trump off the ballot there, she needs to step down because she's another dumb donkey. So I mean, it is so frustrating. And of course, Professor Potter, Trump is a threat to our democracy. Trump is a threat to our republic. That is such a big pile of donkey ass and rhino ass. And of course, it really is. And the thing is, here in Colorado, it was the dumb donkeys and the dumb rhinos that pushed this frivolous lawsuit through the courts of Colorado. Anyway, it was so ridiculous. And I mean, they're such a disgrace. But these people, Professor, they're miserable. They got no lives. They bend the knee to their master. They bend the knee to the emperor, George Soros. You know, George Soros. He does look like the emperor in Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back. Yeah.
A little bit.
He really does.
Yeah, it's uncanny, isn't it?
All dried up, old, bitter, angry, evil. That's George Soros. But anyway, Professor Politics, it has always been a pleasure. Adios.
Adios. Take care. Aaron in Denver, listening on the mighty 710 at KNUS this morning. We appreciate him very, very much. You know, I tell you, folks, it is really something when you really do think about the idea that you have people who really do want to take away your choice to vote for who you want to vote for, and they come up with this flimsy kind of thing, you know, and with this new thing of, well, he's the oath-breaking insurrectionist, and on it goes. And if it wasn't so very serious, I guess it would be entertaining. But one of the things, too, that we can do collectively is to ridicule what these people like Aaron is talking about, what they're doing, their point of view, what they're saying, because they're not basing it on anything other than, this is part of my political agenda. I don't like Donald Trump, so I'm going to use my position, or we're going to make this court decision, and we're just going to sort of let it go at that and kind of see what happens. Because, you know, we truly are just trying to protect democracy. Nobody buys that. Nobody buys that at all. And once again, Aaron in Denver, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS, we appreciate it very, very much. You know, something else, too. We mentioned this in hour number one. I think it was Keith Olbermann who said the court needs to be dissolved. It has to be dissolved now because, you know why? It's betrayed democracy. So it's just time to dissolve it. You know, it's these kinds of reactions that are incredibly telling across the board at this point. But once again, you know, as I mentioned, we were coming back from break. You know, more people now are starting to favor Donald Trump's policies over Joe Biden's. It's no great stretch now to see that. According to some reports we're seeing, especially one from the Daily Mail, that the State of the Union address is going to ask the question, whose side are you on? I don't know. This starts to say, see, in other words, I think they want to make it into 1860. I think they want to make it into 1860. I don't think that they really, that is the far left, the Democrat Party elite, I think that they want to set the stage for some kind of unpleasantness, shall we say. Nobody wants that. And something else Aaron mentioned, too. the idea that, you know, these some of these folks, they're just miserable. Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it for a minute. Because I'm telling you, the people that I know, that are conservative, that, you know, have, you know, they live their lives every day. They have a sense of responsibility. They you know, do all kinds of things. They raise their family. They seem to be, on the whole, happier. They're not, you know, they are concerned with politics. They are concerned with the country. They are concerned with the larger sort of macro things that are happening. But they also don't base their entire existence on whether or not they were able to lord it over you today. As if they don't base their entire existence on whether or not they were able to restrict you today on something, or tax you more, or blame you for something, or this kind of thing. They're being happy. they're being happy. And that's actually in our founding documents as well, the pursuit of happiness. I appreciate what Denise Simon has said from time to time here on the show, and we'll be talking with her here pretty soon, sooner than later. She talks about how people just aren't happy today, and that's because there's so many of these things sort of pressing down. But overall, you know, in good times and in bad, a lot of times we have to find things that are going to continue to make us smile, to be thankful, to be grateful. And one of those things that we're so grateful for is the fact that we have this republic. It's the fact that we do have a constitution that enumerates the rights that we have. And I heard somebody the other day saying, well, you know, it's these Christians, and they think that their rights come from God. Well, it says it right there in the Declaration of Independence. You know, like, okay, now this is sort of the next step here, I guess. We got to go after people who think that there are certain inalienable rights that don't come from a group of people sitting around a table to say, how many guns do we have? How much military do we have? Well, we can just suppress the people. If they say that we have rights, we say, well, guess what? We just decided you don't have those rights because we said. And here's another right we say you can have, but then we take that away right away if we just want to. But when you have certain inalienable rights, among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you're endowed by your creator with those things, well, it kind of becomes a different story, doesn't it? All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to keep being happy. I'm telling you that much. And we're going to keep being serious about these very, very serious issues. We can do both at the same time. Guaranteed. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there. 949-822-7959 is the number. Tuesday edition continues. When we come back, we'll talk about the Supreme Court and Texas. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blazes engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So the Supreme Court also had another, well, just not a decision, but a stay right now on the Texas law that was passed in order to arrest repatriate, shall we say, maybe deport illegal aliens coming across the border. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Great to be with you here on this Tuesday morning edition. Hope that everything's going well for you this morning, that you got a great day ahead of you, and whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us here on the show. We've been hearing from people, all over the place, and it really is incredible, and I appreciate it so very much. I know everybody associated with the program does as well, and we're glad that you're there. Once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And also, folks, as I was saying, well, we got the Supreme Court. This from NBC News. Supreme Court temporarily blocks new Texas immigration enforcement law. Dateline Washington. The Supreme Court on Monday temporarily blocked a new Texas immigration law in response to a Biden administration request. No surprise there. In an order issued by conservative Justice Samuel Alito, the court froze a lower court decision that would have allowed the law to go into effect on Sunday. The ruling is now blocked until March 13th, giving all 9 justices more time to determine what next steps to take. Alito also ordered Texas to respond to the Biden administration request by March 11th. The law in question, known as SB 4, allows police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the border from Mexico and impose criminal penalties. The dispute is the latest clash between the Biden administration and Texas over immigration enforcement on the U.S.-Mexico border. Federal judge blocked the law after the Biden administration sued, but New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit, in a brief order, said it could go into effect on March 10th if the Supreme Court declines to intervene. Well, so far, they have now intervened, at least in the sense that they have allowed it to put the stay on it in order to analyze this further. Now, I think one of the reasons they did that is, I think, primarily because the Supreme Court is, I think, always going to lean towards the idea of the supremacy clause. They're always going to lean toward that, I think, just as a matter of course. But on further investigation, they may come up with a different interpretation of what this law is and why it was put into place. But as a matter of law, I think, again, they're going through this process. They're going through this process. So I don't know that we fault them for that, but at the same time, when something does go through that process, and then it is just like we saw with what happened in Colorado for Donald Trump, and now we have this 9-0 decision, well, it's a lot more effective. It's a lot more substantial as a result of that, because now we have an answer, basically. But this, back to this article, in Monday's emergency filing, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said the Texas law is, quote, flatly inconsistent with Supreme Court precedent dating back 100 years. Quote, those decisions recognize that the, and this is key, the authority to admit and remove non-citizens is a core responsibility of the national government. And that where Congress has enacted a law addressing those issues, state law is preempted. So that's the basis of their argument. And I think that, you know, for example, when the Supreme Court made the decision about the Donald Trump ballot issue, they said states don't have this authority. They don't have this. So they didn't make a finding, an official Supreme Court finding, on whether or not Donald Trump is, as Ms. Griswold over in Colorado might say, an oath-breaking insurrectionist. They didn't make a finding on that. What they said is that the states don't have this authority. In fact, Congress has to act. And to a great degree, that's actually not a bad thing, ultimately, because you want to set the bar fairly high. Although, of course, now it does open the door, and this is where some of this criticism comes in, it does open the door to having Congress or the Democrats say, give us control of Congress and we will invalidate the election of Donald Trump, because we all know it's coming. You know, they can say, we all know it's, otherwise, why would they be acting this way? Why in the heck would they be acting this way and being this bizarre unless they had a real instinctive feeling that Donald Trump is going to win this thing? You know, I mean, take a close look at Joe Biden. It's probably pretty obvious at this point. But, you know, I wouldn't go that far, only because you never know how elections really are going to go. I mean, we looked at the midterms and we saw what happened. But that being said, the Supreme Court found states didn't have that authority. So what the Solicitor General here is saying is that the states don't have this authority because Congress makes these laws. It's a federal government responsibility. So that makes, you know, sense in the grand sense of things. But here's the rub. Here's the rub. You can have all the laws on the books, and, you know, all the federal law you want. But the Biden administration did something else, in my opinion. The Biden administration did something else here. They are not they're not enforcing the law, right? And so, in fact, they have specifically pulled back from doing it. And so, by doing so, is a dereliction. Okay? It's not just simply some kind of choice they make. Well, we're not going to enforce the law for a while. You know, just because I don't want to. I don't want that to happen. In fact, by not enforcing the law, it actually helps my political agenda because it continues to create the destabilization of what now evidently they are referring to as newcomers. We saw that earlier today. They're not illegal aliens. They're not really migrants. I mean, they're still migrants to a great degree in their terminology, but now they're newcomers. Isn't that a much different connotation than somebody who came across the border illegally? I mean, if we set up shop and went to a different country and we came in there and they said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm a newcomer. I want my gift card. I want all kinds of stuff, you know." And they might look at you and say, "We have a special way of dealing with newcomers, and we're going to take you back or send you back outside of our country because we don't have this policy where anybody can come in and just be a newcomer and not go through any process of legal immigration." I mean, that's just common sense. That's how things would really work, you know, except here, I guess. But at any rate, I think this is where where this argument under normal circumstances, you know, would hold a lot more water, but legally speaking. But the idea, though, is that, again, you have the Biden administration that has willingly abdicated its role in terms of enforcing the federal law. So I think it becomes incumbent. And this is, again, will get decided within the realm of our system. But it seems to me that Texas is not usurping federal action here, but it is, in fact, replacing it because there is no federal action to speak of that is happening. And so, again, it's not about going against the Constitution. In fact, the governor of Texas would be derelict in his duty. The government of Texas would be derelict in its duty if it simply said, "Well, nothing we can do. You know, this is a federal case, but all of our citizens are being impacted in such a negative way. We have all these problems. We have all these individuals coming across the Rio Grande, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. And we have all these, related problems that are happening as a result of that. Well, we're just going to leave it be because, you know, federal law, that kind of stuff." And under normal circumstances, if the federal government was there actually enforcing the law and Texas tried to take other steps and so forth, then I think you'd have a better argument to say Texas has no business doing that. But because, again, the abdication here that has occurred, I do think Texas has the ability. In fact, again, they would be derelict in their duty if they didn't try to do something. So this isn't going against the federal government. It's actually saying federal government's abandoned our own people in Texas, our own Texas citizens, and so the government of Texas has to take up the slack. So that's where I think the argumentation goes, and we will see. But the Supreme Court, of course, is going to be looking at this much more closely, I should say. Stay right there, folks. When we come back, we've got another great song, and we'll talk with Denise Simon as well. Kyle Warren with you. It's the Tuesday edition, and we are having fun. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I'm studying nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great.
All right.
And they're only getting better.
Well, they are getting better. I'll tell you that.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades.
And folks, the future is bright. You know, we are not doom and gloom. We tell it like it is. We're going to call balls and strikes, and we're going to let you know what in the heck is happening out there. But we are not doom and gloom, and I really do think, and I want to pass this on as much as I can. No, I do think that the future is bright. I do believe that America's best days are always ahead. And you got people who say, you know, guess what? You can't vote for who you want to vote for. Well, you know, because if you could vote for who you wanted to vote for, then things might actually change for the better. That's why all this stuff, well, Trump will be a dictator and Trump will never leave office and it's always going to be an authoritarian regime and all this stuff. And you think to yourself, wow, you know, it's that line. A famous line from Shakespeare, right? Methinks thou dost protest too much. You know, in other words, you just laid it on too thick. You know, they lay it on so thick that they think that we don't notice because all we hear is, oh my gosh, democracy is in trouble. It's in peril. And we have to protect it. And the only person to protect it is Joe Biden. And maybe Hillary Clinton, I don't know. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition, of course. It's time now to check out another great song for the morning. Keep you going. Keep your blood pumping. Keep you moving in the right direction this morning. And this is a pretty cool song from a great band. Again, going back in the 80s, we had Jesse's Girl last hour, and Driver Ron loved that. He sent me a great direct message about that. So this is another one I hope that you like out there. This is a great song from Heart. And it's called Never. It's got a great first line in the song. Almost can't improve on it. It's like, hey, baby, I'm talking to you. As always, and it does have that kind of 80s flair to it, the big 80s sort of power song and everything, and that's still pretty cool, you know, I think by all accounts. They had a lot of great hits in the 80s as well, but, you know, going back to the early days of Heart, you know, Dreamboat Annie, things like that, Crazy on You, Barracuda. You know, that's the ultimate Heart song, I think. And it's got the coolest little, you know, the little galloping guitar thing at the very beginning. It's really cool. And maybe we'll put that, we need to put that on the docket. I don't think we've played Barracuda. I don't think we have. So let's make a note of that one. And we'll definitely get Barracuda into the mix here. But again, that's more of the 80s version of Heart. But still kind of nice. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We got a lot more to talk about as we head through the program this morning. We'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. Get her take on what's happened with the Supreme Court. Obviously, what we're looking at maybe for Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley, the whole nine yards. But before we do that, while we're waiting for Denise, we're definitely going to tell you we still got some rain up around New York, coming down through New Jersey, through Delaware, over towards Washington, D.C., Maryland, Richmond, Virginia. Still got a lot of rain there. Chicago, Illinois this morning. Rain going up all the way through the western part of Michigan, all the way up through the Mitt. This includes Traverse City, and on down, by the way, towards, as I said, through Chicago, also down towards Davenport, Iowa as well. That's what we're seeing there. Central Missouri near Columbia, still got a lot of rain. Up near Birmingham, Alabama this morning, southern Alabama, Mobile, down through all the Gulf Coast there, over towards Louisiana, New Orleans, lots and lots of rain happening this morning. And looks like, since last hour, looks like the rain's coming into Nacogdoches, Texas. I think I mentioned this before. I've been to Nacogdoches, Texas, a long time ago, but I was there. We still got rain up in Northern California, of course. Medford, Oregon, looks like it's got a lot of rain mixed with snow, and snow just to the east of Medford this morning. So stay safe out there. Once you get there in one piece, and it's time now to say good morning to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's chock full this morning for Tuesday, Super Tuesday. We got Nikki Haley. She's not going to have an event, evidently. She's going to watch the returns at her home. But, of course, everybody's talking about the Supreme Court decision. What do you make of all that?
Well, I think Amy Coney Barrett's comments were probably the most important, which is saying, obviously, and I'm paraphrasing, we're in very contentious times here, but understand we should all speak with one voice when it comes to the constitutionality of letting the people vote and having the candidates on the ballot that qualify to be on a candidate, on a ballot. And so now you have this snot-nosed congressman who wants to introduce legislation that...
Raskin? Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, dude. See how far you get with that one. But the other one that's really kind of interesting here, and somebody smarter than me may be able to kind of break this down, but that's R.F. Kennedy Jr. What does this decision actually mean for him? Because, he's... He's scrambling and fighting pretty hard to get on the ballots, but the Democrats are trying to keep him off. So I don't know what this Supreme Court decision does for him. Not that I'm a fan of his, because I'm not particularly, although I think that he probably gets 10% of the issues right. Mm-hmm. But it may have give him some traction, too. I don't know.
Well, and that's very, very possible. And, of course, you talked about Amy Coney Barrett. We need to speak with one voice. Well, Keith Olbermann spoke with a pretty loud voice. And he says the court just now needs to be dissolved. So it's time to get rid of a co-equal branch of government, Denise, I guess.
Yep, there you go.
I mean, we knew the meltdown was coming. Dana Bash said it was unfortunately a sad day, not good for America or something, that all this is working the way it should or something like that. I mean, this is really over the top.
Well, it really kind of tells you the depth of these Democrats and people in the media of how twisted that their thinking really is. And their posture in all of this. I mean, they're not bending. They're so dug in that there's no saving them. I'm pretty well convinced.
Wow. Yeah. I think you hit it right on the head, Denise. Stay right there, because we are going to come right back after the top of the hour news, everybody. We'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition continues. We are coming right back. Stay right there. Much more to come.
Are you?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC.
They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.